From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Wednesday, October 16th. Coming up, a teenager from Urbana has received the nation's highest honor for youth poets. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. The National Weather Service has a frost and freeze warning in effect that happened through this morning and starts again tonight. Vegetation could be sensitive to the cold temperatures, and you can find more information and stay up to date on your forecast at ipmnewsroom.org. Urbana city officials are moving forward with a plan to make safety improvements to Lincoln Avenue. Public Works Director Tim Cohen says it's an important first step in the city's capital improvement plan.
So right now we're in phase one preliminary engineering. That includes traffic studies, traffic modeling to provide the engineering design for that the roadway and what the anticipated impacts are, and then also environmental clearances.
Starting next fall, the project will temporarily reduce the number of lanes on Lincoln Avenue from 4 to 3 in the north side area between Washer Drive and Killarney Drive. It also includes pavement repairs and added on-street lanes for bikes or shared use. The plan sets aside over $7 million for the project, with the majority of funding coming from federal grant programs. The city of Urbana has also received a Safe Streets and Roads grant that will reimburse up to $200,000 of the project. Palestinian Americans are reflecting 1 year after Israel launched its military campaign in Gaza in response to the October 7th attack on Israel led by Hamas. The latest violence includes dozens of civilians killed or wounded in an Israeli attack this week on Hamas fighters in a Gaza hospital complex. Sheikh Osama Al-Rafai is a spiritual advisor with Peoria for Palestine, which supports a ceasefire in Gaza. He has family in the region and tells the 21st show how the latest violence disturbed him.
I woke up my kids from my screaming in the night due to the brutal scenes that I have seen. A little girl caught in the fire, raising her hand, going towards her father, was unable to help her because he was also on fire.
The UN Food Agency says no aid has entered northern Gaza since October 1st, raising concerns about food access for thousands of Palestinian families. Some Illinois groups are against an initiative from state lawmakers to merge the CTA, Metra, and PACE into one entity. It would be called the Metropolitan Mobility Authority, according to Senator Ram Villivallum, who's leading the effort. The Chicago Democrat says he hopes to funnel $1.5 billion every year into the MMA, but John Coltis with the Illinois Municipal League says combining three transit agencies, which serve different areas throughout the Chicago region, could diminish local leaders' say in transit decisions.
It does not run on Sundays, which is really a problem for many people.
The Regional Transit Authority is currently facing a $730 million fiscal cliff. Still to come, a teenager from Urbana has received the nation's highest honor for youth poets. That story is coming up next on 217 Today. But first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
After an extended period of mild weather, an autumn chill has settled over the Midwest. Overnight low temperatures fell into the upper 20s and lower 30s across central Illinois this morning, leading to frost in many areas. Today's forecast holds more sunshine than yesterday, but high temperatures won't climb out of the 50s. Patchy frost is likely again tonight, but a gradual warming trend will have high temperatures back in the 70s by the weekend. For Illinois Public Media News, I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard.
Next time on The 21st Show, Jeremy Hobson is host of Public Radio's The Middle. The show focuses on listening to people and ideas from the middle of our country and the middle of our political divides. We'll talk about seeking common ground when so many Americans seem to be drifting apart. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. A senior at University Laboratory High School in Urbana was recently selected as a 2024 National Student Poet. Robert Gao was chosen as the Midwest recipient of the country's highest honor for youth poets. He spoke with IPM student reporter Anna Koh about his journey into poetry.
My love for poetry isn't quite as long as some people might expect. Freshman year of high school and before that, I was a math person. I would dabble in math competitions like the AMC, Math Counts, things like that. But my love for poetry only began that summer after freshman year when I got really into journalistic writing. I noticed that in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic, there was a lot of anti-Asian sentiment going around, and I began writing journalistic articles about Asian hate and ways to prevent it and ways to address it. And amid that process, I discovered a love for the poetic art as it became a way to sort of put my soul onto the paper in a way that nonfiction writing couldn't.
So ultimately, COVID sort of helped you navigate your passion.
Yeah, I would say COVID was sort of like the Kickstarter for my interest in the literary arts.
Okay. How did you feel when you were selected as one of the national student poets?
I'd say this honor is sort of like the, not to toot my own horn or anything, but it is sort of like the epitome of high school writing. And it symbolizes the highest level of prestige a young poet in the United States can achieve. So logically, when I first received the honor, I was more than elated, but I felt more validated in my writing than I have ever felt in my high school career. As you can probably imagine, when I did receive the call and hopped on a Zoom meeting and was told that I was a national student poet, it brought me not only immediate happiness in the moment, but it gave me a sense of hopefulness for the future.
Do you ever have like any doubts of pursuing a liberal arts degree?
Absolutely, I have doubts. I have doubts to this day. I have doubts amid this college application process. I have doubts when I check the English box as a major. And I think a large part of that doubt is due to like this Asian-rooted intention to want to pursue something in like a financially sustainable career. I come from a family of doctors. My father is an internal medicine physician. My sister is undergoing residency, and her husband is also a resident at Northwestern Hospital. And amid all of that STEM sentiment at home, I feel a little out of place as someone so devoted to a humanities-related major. But what I tell myself and what I tell myself to comfort myself is writing will be a part of my life for the rest of my life. And I don't need to set myself to a predetermined career just yet. I have so many years in front of me and so many years for additional exploration that that's how I justify my continuation into the path of writing.
Anything else you want to tell students here about you?
I just hope that listeners give the literary art a chance. I think it represents so much. It represents the ability to make the mundane beautiful, if you think about it. When you open your lens up to a world in which you give the mundane meaning, you assign multidimensional value to the mundane, you'll be opened up to a more romantic and beautiful world as a result. So I'd recommend everyone give poetry a try.
That's Robert Gao, a 2024 National Student Poet, speaking with IPM student reporter Anna Koh. And here's Robert reading an excerpt of his poem, River Water, which got him nationally recognized.
He Shui, River Water, Nanjing Massacre, 1937. A river for the forgotten. The Tsinghua runs red today. A sergeant standing guard, a street boy's rupture to crimson, all kissing dirt, half-winged gunpowder dolls. Of the thousand tales I have been told, only one ends with rifles lodged in heartbeats, jaded knives carving an elegy for tongues. Every echo I confuse for a scream. In myth, name becomes synonymous with promise, spectral enough to trap bodies in rigor mortis, calligraph flesh into the afterlife. Know that death is the prosperity of tomorrow, a vow I baptize in my mother tongue. How persimmon falls lovelier when there are corpses to cling to. How katanas can bite through anything, tear nations to bone until we crumble into the shape of their names. River water red with revolution. Irrigate my hands, make me a ghost, acidic cadavers in place of a flag. Silver the skies with lotus until only storms become all we know. On nights like these, I grieve the street boys by the shape of their bodies, forgotten like a name, sun-kissed into dirt.
That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Analiko Chuba, Kulsum Khan, Mawa Iqbal, and Anna Koh. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.